Why do I have no money in my bank account, Chantel?
Hi, how you going?
I'm just stressed because I got no money in my bank account again.
Ah, yeah, you're a business owner.
I know. Business
sucks. Owners, they have all the money, but it's not theirs. Do you know that?
Tell me more about that.
Okay, so as a business owner, we get that really great privilege of hanging on to our money, right? You can hang on to it most of the year, but we need to know exactly what's ours and what's not. And that's one thing, you know, you're saving for a holiday. You've got it in one big bucket full of money. Really hard to say, well, that $1,000 is for my holiday and that's for something else.
So you're telling me when I have all of that money in the bank, it's not all mine? What?
But you know what? You get to decide where, how. Put it aside now. Put aside early. And then when you need it, you've got a short-term loan.
But whose money is that then?
Well, I hate to say it, but probably the tax office, super fund. But you know, when you pay your staff, you pay them the cash. You've then got to say, okay, well, I'm not paying it right now, but I've got to stick that money away for the tax office. Because stick that money away for the super fund. Because at some point in time, your business is growing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's growing real quick.
Yes.
So numbers get bigger.
They do.
If it's a 20 grand bus now, it might be a 100 grand bus.
I seem to always come near zero again.
Yeah. But that's putting the process in place now. Now, if you put that process in place where you're siphoning that money off, sticking it in another account, you know, you've got a late paying customer, we all have them, you might need to borrow it. But if in your mindset is, that's not my money, I'm borrowing it to pay some supplier bills, and then when my customer pays me, I'm going to put it back.
I siphon it for my renovation.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you know, like, part of being in business is choosing where the money goes.
Mm.
But if you're siphoning it out of there first, your business is going to fall down if you're not managing where that is. And you know, even having a separate little account. This is the money I've taken out for myself. Yeah, that's fine. Take it out, take it out, take it out. Talk to your accountant. But know how much is meant to be there at all times. Because that's the control, right? If you know what's there, you're not sitting there going, oh, all of a sudden my BAS is 100 grand. You're going, oh yeah, I've been putting money aside every week. So it's just a number, right?
How do we find out how much money is the government's and how much money is mine?
Very, very simple. If you're using something like Xero, Maya, QuickBooks, come speak to me. Like I, you know, there's so many reports already available to us. You don't need to wait till your accountant gives it to you. You can have a look at it every day if you want to. You know, all of those little key indicators that you can look at anytime you want to take back control of your own money. And then, you know, if there's certain things you want to do with it, if you're making the profit, you can choose. But you've got to know what's not yours, because as an employee, you just get to, you know, you get what's left over. As a business owner, you get all of it, but it's actually not all yours.
It's so good we've got an accounting coach at the academy.
Look, it's
thanks
it's,
so
it's,
much.
It's not exciting, but it's so important, right? You need to know cash flow will bring you down quicker than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chantel.
Awesome.